College English Test, Band 4. Part 1, Listening Comprehension.
Section A.
Directions. In this section, you will hear 10 short conversations. At the end of each conversation, a question will be asked about what was said. The conversation and the question will be spoken only once. After each question, there will be a pause. During the pause, you must read the four choices marked A, B, C, and D, and decide which is the best answer. Then mark the corresponding letter on the answer sheet with a single line through the center.
Example, you will hear, "Is it possible for you to work late, Miss Gray?"
Work late? I suppose so, if you really think it's necessary.
Where do you think this conversation most probably took place?
You will read A, at the office, B, in the waiting room, C, at the airport, D, in a restaurant. From the conversation, we know that the two were talking about some work they have to finish in the evening. This is most likely to have taken place at the office. Therefore, A, at the office, is the best answer. You should choose answer A on the answer sheet and mark it with a single line through the center.
Question 1. I'm really angry at John. He never listens to me.
Take it easy, Ellen. Things will work out.
What does the man advise Ellen to do?
Question 2. Linda is very quiet, but her brother talks too much.
Yes, you are right, and he isn't friendly either.
What's their opinion of Linda's brother?
Question 3. When can the doctor see me?
He won't be free until tomorrow.
What does the man mean?
Question 4. It was the third time Roger had phoned me to say he had a new job.
It's difficult to keep a young man in one job for life nowadays.
What does the woman mean? Question 5. Did you mind coming back by coach instead of by train?
No, we didn't mind at all. It took a lot longer, but it was very comfortable, and it was much cheaper.
How did the woman feel about coming back by coach?
Question 6. Would you like some fruit juice?
No, thank you. I'm not used to cold drinks in the morning.
What are the two speakers doing now?
Question 7. I hope you will spend Christmas with us. We'll have a big party on Christmas Eve.
I'd love to, but Jack and I are going to Australia. We'll send you postcards from there.
What do we learn from this conversation? Question 8. Charles enjoyed his 2-week drive through South China.
Yes. He said that he saw much more than he would have traveling by bus or train.
How did Charles travel?
Question 9. Do you know what time the post office closes on Sundays?
4, isn't it?
What does the man say about the post office? Question 10. I suppose you have been buying Christmas gifts for your family.
I've bought tennis shoes for my son, but I haven't decided what to buy for my wife. Probably some clothes or classical music records.
What has the man bought for his wife?
Section B. Direction. In this section, you will hear 3 short passages. At the end of each passage, you will hear some questions. Both the passage and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a question, you must choose the best answer from the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D. Then mark the corresponding letter on the answer sheet with a single line through the center.
Passage 1. A couple of months ago, I went to a department store to buy a few things for the house. I needed a set of curtains for the living room, 2 table lamps, a rug, and several cushions. I asked them to deliver the things as soon as possible, but they said that they were unable to send them out until 20 days later. After about 3 weeks, I received only the curtains and table lamps. I was a little disappointed when I didn't receive all the items I had bought, but nevertheless, I was eager to see what the curtains and lamps looked like. I first opened the package with the curtains. I had ordered a lovely light blue, and instead, they had sent me a horrible dark purple. Well, you can just imagine how angry I was. Then I opened the boxes with the lamps. They were exactly what I'd ordered, but one of the lampshades was damaged. The next thing I did was to telephone them to complain. They promised to come to pick them up immediately, and also to replace them with the correct order. It has been 2 weeks since my complaint. They have neither picked up the wrong items nor sent me the rest of my order.
Questions 11 to 13 are based on the passage you have just heard. Question 11. When did the woman want the store to deliver the items? Question 12. Was the woman pleased when she saw the items they had delivered? Question 13. What happened in the end? Passage 2. In the high mountain country outside the city of Toluca, there stands a prison. This prison is quite different from other prisons in the world. The guards, except for 2 at the main gate, are not armed. There are many remarkable things about Toluca Prison. For example, of the 15,000 individuals who have been in prison at Toluca, less than 2% have gotten into trouble again with the law. Men in the open prison are free to find work on the outside, but must go back to prison each night. On weekends, they are allowed to go home. When most other prisons are still sending criminals back into society, Toluca is returning people who stand on their own feet and contribute to society. In 1974, a prisoner called Bob Crook moved to the open prison. A year later, he left Toluca for the last time. He was then nearly 46 and had been in prison for 14 years. He got a job as a construction worker in the city, remarried, and is regarded as a useful person of his community. If you ask Bob why Toluca works, he will say, "Because they believed in me when I was at my worst."
Questions 14 to 17 are based on the passage you have just heard. Question 14. Why is Toluca Prison called an open prison? Question 15. What is the essential characteristic of Toluca Prison? Question 16. How long did Bob Crook stay in Toluca Prison? Question 17. What is the speaker's attitude towards this type of prison? Passage 3. Sports and games are very useful for character training. In their lessons at school, boys and girls may learn about such virtues as unselfishness, courage, discipline, and love of one's country. But what is learned in books cannot have the same deep effect on a child's character as what is learned by experience. As most of the pupil's time is spent in classes, studying lessons, the ordinary day school cannot give much practical training for their life in the future. So it is what the pupils do in the spare time that really prepares them to take their place in society as citizens when they grow up. If each of them learns to work for his team and not for himself on the football field, he will later find it natural to work for the good of his country instead of only for his own benefit.
Questions 18 to 20 are based on the passage you have just heard. Question 18. What is the speaker's opinion about learning from books? Question 19. Why is an ordinary day school unable to give pupils much training for their future life? Question 20. What can help develop a child's love of his country according to the speaker?